Hey everybody, this is Bob Z, the pastor of Joy Christian Fellowship. I want to thank you for tuning into our podcast. I hope it's a word that will encourage you today. Let's remember in these challenging times we're living that God is still in control and that his love for us endures forever. Amen. God bless. Did you notice how our songs this morning had a lot to do with warfare? I mean, we're in a serious spiritual battle, not only for the souls of our loved ones, but for the soul of our nation. And those songs kind of reflect that battle we're in. If you think about it, the opening video is, "This is how I fight my battle." It might look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. And then I raise a hallelujah in the presence of who? The presence of my enemies. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me. And it's so appropriate that song was being declared over Washington, D.C. in a video. And then when all I see is the battle, you see my victory. And when I fight on my knees. With my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. And then that last song, oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. It chases me down. Fights. Fights till I'm found. He doesn't give up on us. He fights till we're found, wandering. He leaves the 99. That still amazes me. So why would he leave 99? Over one. Well, when you're that one, it makes a difference. I was that one. When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. God's love fights for every one of us. And there is no wall he won't tear down. There is no lie he won't tear down coming after us. He loves us more than we know. And if we don't believe that, we've been listening to the wrong voices. Jesus went to the cross for every one of us in what was the greatest display of surrender and sacrifice and love that this world will ever know. Yet we know there are some people don't believe that. They've been lied to. And they bought the lie instead of the truth. But it's hard to hear the truth when so many other voices out there are lying to us. Now, I grew up in a very small community of Polish and Ukrainian immigrants in New Jersey. When I tell people in the South I'm from New Jersey, they think of factories and five lanes of traffic and noise and pollution and all that. And there is that, but not where I grew up. I grew up in what was similar to what McDonald, Tennessee would be like. But one of the main characteristics of that culture of Polish and Ukrainian immigrants was loud voices. Everybody talked loud, and they all talked loud at the same time, and it didn't matter if they had food in their mouth or not. And Chris, you would have loved being at my grandma's house for Thanksgiving dinner. No, you really wouldn't. You really wouldn't. I guess my relatives all thought what they had to say was so much more important than what anybody else at the table had to say. They could barely wait for somebody to shut up or pause to take a bite, so they could jump in with their two cents. Everybody talking, nobody listening. So I come from a long line of loud talkers. More accurately, a long line of loud interrupters. We're all good at interrupting, but not very good at listening or hearing. I've been trying to break that cycle ever since I left. Listening well, hearing clearly, really understanding in my hometown was about as rare as finding a good glass of sweet tea in New Jersey. And I remember thinking, if it is so hard to be quiet, if it's so hard to listen well, to hear clearly, and to understand someone who we can see and touch and hear audibly every syllable coming out of their mouth, even if it's full of coleslaw, if that's difficult to do, how much more difficult is it to be quiet and listen well and hear clearly and understand when God speaks to us? Because he speaks to us all the time. But are we listening? Can we hear him? It's really important for us to be hearing God in the times we're living in so we know what his battle strategy is for us as we engage in the spiritual warfare going on all around us. And if you don't believe that, that's just more power for the devil. I've said this before. I'm not a demon. I've been called worse. But if I was, I wouldn't want you to believe in me either. Because then I could come and go, torment you and laugh. And you're going to think it's somebody else. But we need to know what his battle strategy is for us. How could an army be victorious if they couldn't hear or understand the instructions from their commander? Right? So I want to talk about listening and hearing God's voice in a world full of noise and distractions this morning. Title of our message this morning is, Can You Hear Me Now? You remember the commercial with the guy with the glasses and, Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? But this is different. This is, Can You Hear Me Now? I've got a passage in Revelation chapter 3, Psalm 86, Exodus 20, and Psalm 85. So Lord, now we need to listen. We need to hear from you. I've got nothing to say, but you do. So I don't want to get in your way. I don't want to interfere with anything you want to say to us this morning. I need to hear it as well. So come and speak and give us ears to hear what you're speaking to us this morning, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This isn't on the screen, but in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the Apostle Paul is talking about spiritual gifts. But he says this in verse 2. He says, you were influenced. You were led astray. You were swept along in worshiping speechless idols. Speechless idols. Lifeless, speechless statues made of wood, stone, metal, even gold. Couldn't talk, couldn't hear, couldn't move. But as believers in Christ, the difference is our God's very much alive. And he communicates to his people. He speaks to his children. He delights to show up to those who are really seeking him. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. The best illustration I ever heard of sheep knowing the voice of their shepherd took place somewhere years ago in Ecuador in South America. I've shared this before, but it's such a good illustration. I wanted to share it again. There was a guy observing all this on the hillside, and there was three different shepherds with three different flocks of sheep, but they only had one watering hole, one pond where they would come, and they would take turns coming with their sheep. And one day it just so happened to be they all showed up at the same time. And the guy who's observing all that and saying, oh, this ought to be interesting because all the sheep look alike. So there's 100 sheep, 100 sheep, 100 sheep, and all of a sudden there's 300 sheep all mixed together. And he's thinking, how's the shepherds going to know whose sheep are who? Well, after a while, the one shepherd starts whistling and goes, and 100 sheep turn their heads and they start following him. And off they go. Now, there's still 200 sheep in this pond, two shepherds. A little while goes by, and the second shepherd makes some kind of clucky noise with his mouth, you know, blup, 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 blup. And another 100 heads turn, and they follow him. And then when the third guy was ready to leave, he makes some noise with his mouth, and his sheep hear his voice, and they follow him. See, the sheep know the voice of their shepherd. And they follow him. And I wonder, do we know our shepherd's voice? And are we following him, or are we running after the stuff of this world, being distracted by other noises that is not the voice of our shepherd? Because God is always speaking. We're the ones who need to tune in and get on his frequency. We need to raise up our spiritual antennas so we can eliminate all the static the world creates to distract us so we can hear clearly. You know, there's a famous painting you've probably seen of Jesus knocking on a door, right? There's a few variations of it. But the point is, there's no handle on the outside of the door. The door can only be opened from the inside. Whether it's the door of the church or the door of our home or the door of our hearts, Jesus is knocking. He's not going to force his way in. He's knocking, and only we can open the door and let him in. That painting is based on these scriptures out of Revelation chapter 3, beginning in verse 20. Jesus says, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone what? If anyone hears my voice. I find it interesting. He's knocking on a door, but he's saying, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and eat with that person and they with me. In other words, he'll have fellowship if we'll let him in. And then he goes on. He says, to the one who is victorious, I'll give the right to sit with me on my throne. You get that? To the one who's victorious, I'll give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne. Wow. Look what he says in verse 22. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. If we have an ear to really hear him, he says, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And if we ever needed to hear what God is saying to the church, it's the days we're living in right now. Would you agree with that? God is shaking this old planet, right? It says he's shaking everything that can be shaken. The good news is, as believers, we're inheriting an unshakable kingdom. But we need to be paying attention. There's too many distractions out there, and that's the devil's plan. Just keep us focused on something else so we don't pay attention to any of this stuff. But we need to be alert, the Bible tells us. Be alert, be diligent, be sober-minded, be watchful. We really need to hear the voice of our shepherd. We need to recognize his voice over all the other voices so we can follow him and not be led astray. Because let's face it, there's a lot of other voices out there competing for our attention. And Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd. Which means there are some not so good shepherds out there. In fact, there are some really bad shepherds out there. But God will deal with them. But we need to hear the voice of the good shepherd, Jesus, so we know what's going on. We want him to hear us when we pray, don't we? I know I sure do. King David sure did. Look what David wrote, Psalm 86, verse 6 and 7. He's saying, listen closely to my prayer, O Lord. Hear my urgent cry. David's desperate. Listen closely. Don't miss what I got to say. Hear my urgent cry. I will call to you whenever I am in trouble, and you will answer. David was confident. God heard him whenever he called out to him, and he would answer. And you and I, we need to be confident of that too. It's not on the screen, but David said in Psalm 5, verse 3, in the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, Lord, you hear our voice too. The psalm writers knew the faithfulness of God. Now, most of us are familiar with Jeremiah 29:11, right? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to give you hope and a future. Or plans to give you hope. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. They're good plans. Plans to give you hope and a future. But then in verse 12, the Lord says, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me. And get this, he says, I will listen to you. Isn't that amazing? God of the universe will listen to us. Now, a few chapters later in Jeremiah, the Lord makes this incredible promise. In Jeremiah 33:3, it's one of my favorite verses of all time. Call to me. And Josiah, if you're listening to this, I know this is one of your favorite verses too. We've talked about it before. Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you don't know. They're unsearchable. Like I've said before, you can't Google it. Can't ask Siri. Can't find it. They're unsearchable. But he'll tell us. He'll tell us those things if we'll call to him. Wow. What a promise. What an incredible promise from the King of the universe to every one of us here this morning. That's not just a promise for some, what we would call the good people. That's for every one of us, the super Christians. It's for us. It's for you. It's for me. He will listen to us, and he will answer us. Yet he says, oh, that my people would listen to me. See, he hears us, he listens to us, but are we listening to him? Oh, that my people would listen to me. He's not talking about the unbelievers. He's talking about the people who claim they follow Jesus. He's talking about the church. Oh, that my people would follow me. And he's talking to us this morning. Oh, that my people enjoy Christian fellowship, would follow me, would listen to me. We want him to listen to us, don't we, Lewis? I sure do. But do we really want to hear his voice and listen to him? I mean, a lot of times we say, oh, I wish the Lord would speak to me. Well, he does, all through his Bible. Read your Bible. So, yeah, but I want to hear him out loud. Well, read it out loud. But he speaks in visions and dreams and promptings and just impressions. He speaks to us in all different kinds of ways, but there's so much noise and confusion and distractions. It's so hard to hear his voice. But do we want to really hear his voice? Or are we more like the Israelites back in Moses' day? Moses had been up on Mount Sinai with God, and Scripture tells us that Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. Wouldn't that have been a sight to see? There was thunder, there was lightning, thick cloud over the mountain, and a very loud trumpet blast. And this is when God was giving Moses the Ten Commandments. So let's pick this story up. Exodus chapter 20, verse 18 and 19. It says, when the people heard the thunder and the loud blast of the horn, and when they saw the lightning and the smoke billowing from the mountain, they stood at a distance, trembling with fear. And they said to Moses, you tell us what God says, and we will listen, but don't let God speak directly to us. If he does, we will die. Wow. Look what he tells them in verse 20. Don't be afraid. All through the Bible, we read, don't be afraid. Do not fear. Fear not. Don't be afraid, Moses said, for God is coming this way to show you his awesome power. He says, from now on, let your fear of him keep you from sinning. Now, God wasn't trying to scare people to death. He wasn't trying to scare them into obeying him. He was showing his mighty power to them so they would know he was the one true God. And so they would obey him instead of the false gods or those lifeless, speechless idols. And if they would listen, and if they would obey, he'd make his power available to them. See, God wants us to follow him out of love instead of fear. Now, we are to have that healthy, holy, reverent fear of the Lord, right? The Bible says that's the beginning of wisdom, so we need that. But it's about love and respect and honor and awe. Not to be scared to death of him. How would you approach somebody if you're scared of them, right? And he says, come to me. Come to me. It's about love, not fear. Because in 1 John chapter 4, John wrote, perfect love casts out all fear. And Jesus says, if you love me, obey my commands. Right? If you're going to say you love me, then do what I'm telling you to do instead of what you want to do. You know, in a house I grew up in New Jersey, it was more like, if you know what's good for you, you'll do what I tell you to do. But with the Lord, that motivation is love, not fear, because we're his beloved children. We're not orphans. If you know him, you're not an orphan. You're his beloved child. And the Israelites said, you tell us what God says, Moses. And we'll listen to you. Yeah, right. How long did that last? Don't let God speak to us, or we'll die. And you know, I don't think any of us really set out to deliberately disobey God. I don't think any of us wake up in the morning and say, now, how can I deliberately disobey God today? I don't think any of us think like that. I think we simply just don't listen to him, right? And he's clearly given us his commands and his word. But oftentimes we just choose to ignore them, right? Well, no, I don't want to listen. I want to do this instead. It's that flesh and the spirit. I don't think it's because we want to disobey him, but what it really boils down to, I think, is we don't truly love and respect him enough. Maybe that's part of the problem. You speak to us. You're a man like us, Moses. Don't let God speak to us. See, that shows, if we think like that, that shows how little love we really have for God by preferring to listen to his servants instead of listening to him. Now, we like hearing personal testimonies. We like hearing good teaching and good preaching, but I think we're kind of fearful for God to speak to us. Why? Why would we be hesitant to hear from God? I don't know. I think it's because we know when God speaks, we must either do what he asks or we choose to basically tell him, nah, I'm not going to listen to you. Right? But if it's just one of God's servants speaking to us, if it's just some man or some woman, some pastor, some evangelist, some teacher or prophetic voice at a conference or on a podcast speaking to us, we may think our obedience to what they're saying is optional. Because we can justify disobedience by saying, well, that's just his opinion. Well, that's just how she sees it. They don't know everything. He's just a man. She's just a woman. Even though we may know in our spirit that what they said might probably be God's truth. You tell us what God says, and we'll listen to you. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't want to be like that, do you? I don't want to be in a church like that, do you? I want to be like the psalm writer in Psalm 85, verse 8. Look at that, Psalm 85, verse 8. He says, I listen carefully to what God the Lord is saying, for he speaks peace to his people, his faithful ones. He speaks peace to his faithful ones. But don't miss this part. But let them not return to their foolish ways. Oh, man, when are we going to learn not to return to our foolish ways? I listen carefully to what God the Lord is saying. See, it takes practice. It takes discipline to listen carefully to what the Lord is saying because he speaks, like I said, in different ways. But to listen carefully and hear what the Lord is saying is so critically important for the church in these crazy times we're living in. So what we're going to do is take a few minutes and do just that before we leave here, okay? I mean, why just talk about it and go out the door and forget about it? Let's practice. Don't worry about getting to the restaurant before the Baptists get there. Is it worth a few minutes of your time this morning to be still, to listen carefully, so we can hear more clearly the voice of the Lord? If anyone has an ear, it says, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. That's what Jesus told the seven churches in the book of Revelation. If anyone has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to Joy Christian Fellowship this morning. So give us ears to hear you this morning, Lord. I'm going to say a short prayer. Chris is going to play some music. And then let's just take a few minutes, all right? Just a few minutes to tune everything and everyone else out except Holy Spirit. Let it just be you and Holy Spirit. If you want to sit where you are, that's fine. If you want to go off to a corner somewhere, lay on the floor, whatever you want to do, that's fine. But let's show God we're serious about hearing from him this morning, okay? And then after just a couple minutes, I'll close with a prayer. You'll be free to go. I'm not going to ask any of you to stand, but let's be like young Samuel, where he said, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So here we go. I'm going to pray, and then we're just going to have a few moments, and then I'm going to close this out. Lord, we want to hear from you this morning. We could talk about it. We can read about it. We can sing about it. But do we really want to hear your voice? I pray we do. I pray we listen. I pray we tune out everything else. What time it is, where we got to be, just give us a few minutes in your presence that we would seek you. And if anybody feels they've heard from the Lord, write it down. Maybe next week we can share it. But Lord, as Samuel said, speak, Lord, your servants are listening. Let's listen to the Lord for a few minutes, and then we'll close out in prayer.